Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann. E-Profil 2012. Englisch. Hörverstehen Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A message on a company answer phone.
Hello, this is Carmen Rodriguez from Blue Lagoon Travel. I've booked you a passage from Piombino to Porto Ferraio on Elba for Tuesday the 26th of July, since the one on the 25th has been cancelled. The ferry, which is operated by Torema, will be leaving from jetty number 6. Please make sure to be there by 3 o'clock, as departure will be at 15:35, and there'll be a queue at this time of the year. The price for one car and two passengers is €32.50 for one way, or €57.20 for a round trip. Please let me know which you prefer. You can call me during office hours or send an email to my PA, Jean Patel. That's j.patel@bluelagoon.com. Thank you.
You're going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, this is Carmen Rodriguez from Blue Lagoon Travel. I've booked you a passage from Piombino to Porto Ferraio on Elba for Tuesday the 26th of July, since the one on the 25th has been cancelled. The ferry, which is operated by Torema, will be leaving from jetty number 6. Please make sure to be there by 3 o'clock, as departure will be at 15:35, and there'll be a queue at this time of the year. The price for one car and two passengers is €32.50 for one way, or €57.20 for a round trip. Please let me know which you prefer. You can call me during office hours or send an email to my PA, Jean Patel. That's j.patel@bluelagoon.com. Thank you.
Now go on to part two. Two. A message on a company answer phone.
Hi, Jim Ferguson speaking. My client number is W003-5782. I'd like to order a couple of things I saw in your latest catalog. First of all, I'd like to profit from your summer special. So could you send me a carton of the Californian white wine, reduced from $124 to $114.90? Secondly, I'd like 4 jars of that Jamaican coffee. Please send everything to my home address in Flagstaff, which is 34 Hilltop Drive. Thank you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi, Jim Ferguson speaking. My client number is W003-5782. I'd like to order a couple of things I saw in your latest catalog. First of all, I'd like to profit from your summer special. So could you send me a carton of the Californian white wine, reduced from $124 to $114.90? Secondly, I'd like 4 jars of that Jamaican coffee. Please send everything to my home address in Flagstaff, which is 34 Hilltop Drive. Thank you.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a radio talk about business in China between Carol Jones and Mark Sears. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Good morning. This is Carol Jones from Business International. Today, my guest is Mark Sears, an expert on foreign ventures in China. Mark, why should anyone want to invest in China? Certainly not because of the language.
This might actually deter some people from doing business there, that's right. But China is one of the most dynamic, exciting and important countries in the world. The market is enormous, and the prospects of getting even a tiny slice of that pie are just too tempting.
In other words, if a company manages to do business there, they'll have a dramatic increase in turnover.
Definitely. That's why all the major multinational companies try to be present in that market in spite of the bureaucratic hassle it involves.
Today we're going to learn something about a very special venture by a company everybody knows, namely Walt Disney.
Yes, they're going to build a Disneyland-style park in Shanghai. This will be the first on mainland China and the fourth outside the United States, after Paris, Tokyo and Hong Kong, which used to be under British rule but now belongs to the country.
So, even Mickey Mouse is going to China.
Yes, but it wasn't easy. Critics have often held up Disney as a symbol of American cultural colonization. It took over a decade of talks until the company finally won the approval of the Chinese government last year.
But surely the Chinese will also profit from this venture, won't they?
Sure. The construction of the park will cost $3.5 billion, making it one of the largest foreign investments on the mainland. More detailed talks between Disney and the Shanghai authorities are still ongoing, with issues including the local partners for the park. A Chinese consortium is expected to contribute about 60% of the investment.
When will the park open?
It may open in 2014, but with ventures of that size, it's difficult to predict. Anyway, it's likely to be years before the attraction is able to turn a profit for Disney, which has a multi-billion pound annual turnover.
If it takes so long to become profitable, why is Disney interested in this business?
Well, you see, the company's parks also help to promote the overall brand. It already has branded language schools in Shanghai, and its products are on sale in around 6,000 outlets across China.
Since there already is a Disney park in Hong Kong, don't you think the two sites will compete with each other?
The Disney company doesn't think so. They say the two parks will complement each other.
What's your opinion?
Well, so far, the Hong Kong site, which opened in 2005, has failed to attract as many visitors as expected. And the company is now preparing an expansion to increase its appeal. But then I think the older location will still be more convenient for families in southern China, while the new site is perfectly placed for the fast-expanding middle class in Shanghai and other wealthy cities nearby.
I see. Mark, thank you very much for this interesting information.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good morning. This is Carol Jones from Business International. Today, my guest is Mark Sears, an expert on foreign ventures in China. Mark, why should anyone want to invest in China? Certainly not because of the language.
This might actually deter some people from doing business there, that's right. But China is one of the most dynamic, exciting and important countries in the world. The market is enormous, and the prospects of getting even a tiny slice of that pie are just too tempting.
In other words, if a company manages to do business there, they'll have a dramatic increase in turnover.
Definitely. That's why all the major multinational companies try to be present in that market in spite of the bureaucratic hassle it involves.
Today we're going to learn something about a very special venture by a company everybody knows, namely Walt Disney.
Yes, they're going to build a Disneyland-style park in Shanghai. This will be the first on mainland China and the fourth outside the United States, after Paris, Tokyo and Hong Kong, which used to be under British rule but now belongs to the country.
So even Mickey Mouse is going to China.
Yes, but it wasn't easy. Critics have often held up Disney as a symbol of American cultural colonization. It took over a decade of talks until the company finally won the approval of the Chinese government last year.
But surely the Chinese will also profit from this venture, won't they?
Sure. The construction of the park will cost $3.5 billion, making it one of the largest foreign investments on the mainland. More detailed talks between Disney and the Shanghai authorities are still ongoing, with issues including the local partners for the park. A Chinese consortium is expected to contribute about 60% of the investment.
When will the park open?
It may open in 2014, but with ventures of that size, it's difficult to predict. Anyway, it's likely to be years before the attraction is able to turn a profit for Disney, which has a multi-billion pound annual turnover.
If it takes so long to become profitable, why is Disney interested in this business?
Well, you see, the company's parks also help to promote the overall brand. It already has branded language schools in Shanghai, and its products are on sale in around 6,000 outlets across China.
Since there already is a Disney park in Hong Kong, don't you think the two sites will compete with each other?
The Disney company doesn't think so. They say the two parks will complement each other.
What's your opinion?
Well, so far, the Hong Kong site, which opened in 2005, has failed to attract as many visitors as expected. And the company is now preparing an expansion to increase its appeal. But then I think the older location will still be more convenient for families in southern China, while the new site is perfectly placed for the fast-expanding middle class in Shanghai and other wealthy cities nearby.
I see. Mark, thank you very much for this interesting information.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. You will now listen to a radio interview with Sam Fisher, a member of the company Backboard. Listen and answer the questions. Please use keywords. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. And here we go.
Hello, this is Irene Thompson of Business Not As Usual. Today my guest is Sam Fisher, a student from Bern and a member of the company Backboard, which won the FedEx Global Access Award in Oslo, Norway last August. Sam, could you tell our listeners what kind of award this is?
Every year, there's a European Company of the Year competition for young enterprises, with various prizes. The FedEx Award is given to the student company which shows the best understanding of global trade. They must have tested the international potential of their company, and they must have considered the impact such growth might have on the environment.
What is your specialty, then?
We produce bags and cases made of recycled canvas, which are highly resistant and waterproof.
Where do you get your material from?
We mainly use old sails people don't need anymore. First, we just ask people we knew had a sailing boat and put up notices at sailing clubs and marinas. And now you can see this on our website as well.
Talking about your website, didn't you win a prize for that too?
Yes. In June 2011, we took part in the national competition of YES, that's Young Enterprise Switzerland. There, we managed to convince the jury about our company and our products, and we got the award for the Best Mini Enterprise of the Year 2011, as well as the Best Website.
Congratulations! Can you tell us something about the people who make this company and how it all started?
Sure. Our team consists of 8 students from a high school in Bern. In September 2010, we founded the Mini Enterprise backboard. You might know that in German, this word describes the left side of a boat. In political terms, the left side is usually associated with green issues. And our ideology is to work ecologically and sustainably to produce a high-quality and locally manufactured product out of recycled material.
This sounds very interesting indeed. But how do you find time to produce all these bags and cases? After all, you're supposed to finish high school as well, aren't you?
You're quite right. Actually, we outsource the manufacturing of our articles. We found a social institution close to Bern that was willing and happy to cooperate with us. And in December 2010, we were able to start production.
Wonderful. One last question. How do you sell your products?
To launch our products, we had stalls at different fairs, like the Swiss Nautic and the trade fair BEA in Bern. And then, of course, you've always been able to order online. Currently, we're also negotiating with some stores as potential outlets for the future.
Well, this sounds very promising. Thank you very much for this interview, and all the best for your future.
Thank you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hello, this is Irene Thompson of Business Not As Usual. Today my guest is Sam Fisher, a student from Bern and a member of the company Backboard, which won the FedEx Global Access Award in Oslo, Norway, last August. Sam, could you tell our listeners what kind of award this is?
Every year, there's a European Company of the Year competition for young enterprises, with various prizes. The FedEx Award is given to the student company which shows the best understanding of global trade. They must have tested the international potential of their company, and they must have considered the impact such growth might have on the environment.
What is your specialty, then?
We produce bags and cases made of recycled canvas, which are highly resistant and waterproof.
Where do you get your material from?
We mainly use old sails people don't need anymore. First, we just ask people we knew had a sailing boat and put up notices at sailing clubs and marinas. And now you can see this on our website as well.
Talking about your website, didn't you win a prize for that too?
Yes. In June 2011, we took part in the national competition of YES, that's Young Enterprise Switzerland. There we managed to convince the jury about our company and our products, and we got the award for the Best Mini Enterprise of the Year 2011, as well as the Best Website.
Congratulations! Can you tell us something about the people who make this company and how it all started?
Sure. Our team consists of 8 students from a high school in Bern. In September 2010, we founded the Mini Enterprise backboard. You might know that in German, this word describes the left side of a boat. In political terms, the left side is usually associated with green issues. And our ideology is to work ecologically and sustainably to produce a high-quality and locally manufactured product out of recycled material.
This sounds very interesting indeed. But how do you find time to produce all these bags and cases? After all, you're supposed to finish high school as well, aren't you?
You're quite right. Actually, we outsource the manufacturing of our articles. We found a social institution close to Bern that was willing and happy to cooperate with us. And in December 2010, we were able to start production.
Wonderful. One last question. How do you sell your products?
To launch our products, we had stalls at different fairs, like the Swiss Nautic and the trade fair BEA in Bern. And then, of course, you've always been able to order online. Currently, we're also negotiating with some stores as potential outlets for the future.
Well, this sounds very promising. Thank you very much for this interview, and all the best for your future.
Thank you.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.